Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome back. We know this is unusual today. Two interviews on the same podcast. This is podcast 830 from for release, if you will, on 321. And coming up, Andy Weil on 836, talking about mind over meds. Dr. Joseph Pizarro talking about hidden poisons in your air, water, food, and products like that, how to avoid them. The deadliest enemy was on 831, or will be on 831. And that's about biologic warfare. Elizabeth Blackburn, his book, The Telomere Effect, will be 4/18/17. Meredith Wadman, The Vaccine Race, on 4/11. And on 4/4, you can tell it's every Tuesday we release a new set of You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We're going to talk about No One Cares About Crazy by Pulitzer Prize winning author. I'm not going to tell you the name, but he has two children who were crazy, or at least he thinks were crazy, and he writes about how America doesn't care about that. But one of the ways you can care about yourself is this is the book by Robin Miller and David S. Kahn today, Healed, Health and Wellness for the 21st Century, Wisdom, Secrets, and Fun Straight from the Leading Edge. And I'm going to go right to a couple of the things I enjoyed most. For those of us who are non-dancers, how do we learn to dance and why is it so important, Robin?
Question. Well, I'll leave the how-to to Dave, but there's a lot of reasons why we should be dancing. One is that it really helps to protect your brain. There was a great study done at Albert Einstein where they took seniors and followed them for 5 years and found that there are a few activities that help prevent Alzheimer's or decrease the risk of Alzheimer's disease. They looked at swimming and bicycling and golfing that didn't do anything. However, reading reduced the risk by 35%, crossword puzzles by 47%, and amazingly, ballroom dancing reduced the risk by 76%, which is quite amazing. So it's an important thing to look at. In terms of protecting
your
brain.
So ballroom dancing not only decreases mental dysfunction, but it does a lot of other things. And that's one of the keys in the book, Healed, H-E-A-L-E-D, comes up with unusual things for your health that are as well as straightforward ones, Wisdom, Secrets, and Fun, Straight from the Leading Edge. You can get this book on Amazon. And if you will, it gives you the hard evidence for each of these things with some wonderful references, as well as one of the things I thought was kind of funny in the book was you actually go through where there are dance conventions located around the United States starting in late December and early January with the Palm Springs New Year's Swing Dance Classic. And if you will, there are 3.5 pages, actually, of dance competitions or dance conventions in the United States. You don't have to be great at any of these to enjoy it. I'm keeping this book as far from my wife as possible.
Yes, well, Dave can tell you more about this.
So the book is by Robin Miller, who's a magnificent physician. I know her. I don't know David S. Kahn. I assume Robin is an MD as well as an MHS. And MHS stands for Robin?
Master of Health Science. It's sort of like a master's degree in public health, only I had to write a paper for it, and no one knows what it means. But with more work.
David, what does CPT stand for? I know what it stands for, but go ahead.
That's a certified physical trainer.
And now you don't have to be a CPT to teach dancing.
Absolutely not.
One of the things, this book is organized into four sections. Learn what you need to know about your heart, your brain, your gut. Part two, find out how to overcome depression and sadness without drugs, live longer and be happier. And coffee and chocolate are two of those. Real chocolate, real coffee, through filter and without sugar. And improve your sex life. Think Scream Cream. We're going to get to that in a second. Part three teaches you how to stop dieting and yet lose weight, maintain a healthy weight, and use the secret of the floating set point. And I'm going to come back and initially ask Robin what the floating set point is. I did read the book. I do know what it is, but I want to make sure everyone else does. And then gives you the hard evidence in part four on how dancing will keep your brain and your body young, improve your social life and your love life, and make you a happier person. I'm about as happy as I can get. I can't believe I could be more happy, but my inability to dance has hindered me my whole life. So one of the things, when I do retire, I'm going to take up dancing, which will probably make my wife happier.
And that will make you happier. Happy wife, happy life.
My kids, in fact, both won dance competitions in Chicago, and I was always embarrassed to show their pictures winning dance competitions. Because footwork was, I did captain, as many of the people who've listened to a lot of these podcasts know, I did in my youth captain the U.S. team in the Pan American Games in squash, and was a good squash player, solid squash player, but I would have been even better if I'd had better footwork and learned to dance, I'm sure, earlier. Let me go and Robin or Dave, let's talk about what's a floating set point.
I'll let Dave take this one away.
So your set point is the weight that you want to be at, that is, that your body wants to be at. So it's something that's informed by both your environment and your genetics. And we all have a set point, and what happens?
So a set point is your current is the weight that your body sets itself at.
That your body wants.
As you said, it's both genetics and how much you've eaten in the past.
Correct.
And what do you mean by the floating set point?
Okay, so what happens is the set point is a constant, but it can be changed. So it can be changed either up or down, and so therefore we call it a floating set point. What happens is if you gain weight slowly, a lot of people do, so if people listening to your show, if they were a certain weight in high school, it's likely that over the years they probably haven't gained all their weight in just a couple of months, but rather 2 or 3 pounds a year, and multiply that by, say, 10 years, and suddenly 30, 40, 50 pounds have aggregated on their frame. That, because it was gained slowly, where they have now arrived, that's their new set point. So what happens usually is that when people decide to go on a diet is they try to lose that weight quickly. And the body resists that. So what happens is that they
oh, the body tries to maintain its set point. Is that what
exactly.
you're...
Exactly.
And it fights you tooth and nail to maintain a set point.
Exactly.
So that's one of the reasons you say lose weight slower.
Yeah, and that's what we as a culture don't want to do, right? We want to get that weight off fast and then stay slim. And our bodies have evolved to not do that. So when we do that, we have initial success. We'll lose 5 to 10% of our body weight relatively quickly, but our set point is still where it was. And what we have done genetically is evolved to go back to that set point, plus gain a little bit more, just in case we're hit with a famine later on. But there's a little cushion built into the set point. And so as you know, you probably have friends or people that you know that have dieted, and then they, after not too long, 6 months to a year, they gain all the weight that they lost back, plus a little more. And it happens on a regular basis all the time. And so people who do many diets, after a while, they just keep gaining more and more weight. There's a great study done out of UCLA, and one of the researchers, the lead researcher of the project, after studying 31 different diet plans extensively, said that a good predictor of future weight gain is someone deciding to go on a diet. So we are taking a totally different approach, and our approach we call the UnDiet, or also the Tide Diet, which is diet spelled backwards. And the idea is to not do that, but like as you note, to take it off slowly and methodically. And if you do that, and we have lots of different ways we discuss in the book to address that. We talk about the 12 QEDs, those are the quick and easy ways to do that. Then you can be successful. And not dieting is the key.
Robin, let's go back and talk about improving your sex life. Think Scream Cream. What's Scream Cream?
Scream Cream is actually Viagra for women. It's a Viagra cream. So many women, as they get older, their sensitivity decreases, or they're on medications that decrease their sensitivity. And there's actually a compounded cream that I prescribe. It has Viagra, theophylline, and arginine, all things that dilate blood vessels. They put it on the clitoral area about 45 minutes before they're going to do whatever they're going to do. It works just like in men. And then, bingo, you're like 16 again. It's great.
And so you have to
Would
get this
that
from
story,
a compounding.
Robin, the Hawaii one? Yeah.
Yes, I have a great story. How you it got its name, Scream Cream.
You have to get this from a compounding pharmacy, is that right?
Yes, and in the book we have the international or national compounding pharmacy phone number website, as well as the pharmacy that I get it from. But I have a great story of a patient of mine who had a stroke. She recovered from the stroke, but, you know, people who have strokes often have mild depression. So I put her on Celexa, which is an antidepressant, and it decreased her sensitivity. And so I decided to put her on the Scream Cream. Plus, she was having vaginal dryness, so I gave her estriol suppositories, which also helped. And then she was so happy with the results. She and her husband went on a second honeymoon to Hawaii, and they were having so much fun and making so much noise that the security people were banging on the door thinking she was being hurt. And that is how Scream Cream got named.
Okay, and now you go through a number of things in this book that help you, what I would call, stay young. What do you consider, other than the ones we've gone through already, the best secrets in the book?
I'm a coffee and chocolate convert since writing this book. So that was wisdom that was from Robin. And as I was going through it, and we co-authored together, she talked to me about these things. I had never been a coffee drinker or a consumer of chocolate. And since writing this book with her, I have started to enjoy both, and I really like the results. So that's our anecdotal evidence. But we have every section cites hard evidence because we love the anecdotal, we love the stories, the real people, but we also like the scientific fact that makes it what we feel a reliable.
Yes, and the Mediterranean style diet is good for everything.
How did you two meet?
We met through dancing. So I'm a dance instructor here in the Rogue Valley and in Southern Oregon. And Robin volunteered for a great cause. It's the Southern Oregon Dancing with the Rogue Valley Stars. And she just kind of discovered dancing, partner dancing, and she was doing tango, which we talk about in the book, great for your mind and body. And then she started to get interested in West Coast Swing, which is my forte. I teach other things too, but West Coast Swing is certainly my favorite. And that's where all those dance events that you mentioned earlier, those are all West Coast Swing. And she started taking lessons with me.
Oh, I didn't actually notice that. None of them, I saw so many of them, and I saw Lake Tahoe and Burbank, and
right.
I didn't realize that all of them were, that there were none in the east. Durham, North Carolina is kind of east.
No, there's a few in the east as well.
And Framingham, Massachusetts is east. And
sure.
So they're not all
and Baltimore.
West. And Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yeah.
I didn't,
yeah, they're
I didn't,
really all over the world.
I didn't even look carefully to see if Cleveland had any.
I don't know.
We have a great time. There is a several people in our men's urologic area teach tango as part of the therapy for both
tango is
erectile
good for all
dysfunction and for painful bladder problems.
It's also amazing for Parkinson's disease, because what tango does is it bypasses the part of the brain that's damaged. And oftentimes people who are, you know, really can't move with Parkinson's start to move better once they've done tango and become good at it.
We've been talking with Dr. Robin Miller and David S. Kahn, who are authors of the book Healed, Health and Wellness for the 21st Century, Wisdom, Secrets, and Fun, Straight from the Leading Edge. And as you can tell, they have fun and had fun writing this. And there's a lot of great information, documented and validated information with the references here, as well as a lot of fun in the book. This is a way to get young and stay young and have fun doing it. The book is in Triune, T-R-I-U-N-E, Integrative Medicine Publishers, available, as I said, on Amazon. It's entitled Healed, Health and Wellness for the 21st Century. Last take-homes, Robin?
Eat healthy, exercise, and above all else, start dancing.
Dancing, yes.
You don't have to be good at it to get the benefits. That's the cool part.
So, Robin, at our next meeting together, we're both on the ShareCare Expert Advisory Group. On the next one, you'll have to show me a few dancing moves. As
I will. And in Nashville, we can find all kinds of fun things to do.
You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is Podcast 830. A special podcast with two guests, as well as the news of the week. Next week on 831, we'll be talking with Mike Osterholm and Mark Olshanker, the deadliest enemy, a war against killer germs, as well as the top news of the week and action steps for you to take, like get dancing. Thanks, you two, for great information. Robin Miller, David S. Kahn, KHN. Healed, H-E-A-L-E-D is the name of the book, Health and Wellness for the 21st Century. It's really fun. We'll be back next week. Every Tuesday at 7 Eastern, we release a new podcast. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Sonar, for great engineering as usual.